This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
They would crank it up. Tell you what, if they were Phillies fans, I don't think they'd be dormant. All right, so
Gabriel Rincones Jr.
Yeah, I heard that in the update. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm ready to rock
for this Phillies season. I sense a lot of people are not. And I get it. Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and so there's that. Maybe you're not in the Phillies' mindset yet. I mean, it is only early March, not late March. But, I mean, guys, the season is coming pretty quick. They got a shot to win a World Series. They should be a playoff team. I mean, John, are people just taking it for granted that? Remember,
we just won a world title, man, and it just felt like last week, man, that we were out there celebrating it, parading around. It really felt recent.
But don't you remember all those years when the Phillies had no
championship?
I get it, but do you remember all the years the Phillies had no shots?
Yes.
No shots.
And I remember years where the Eagles had no shot. Fortunately, those are far, 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 far in the rear view. Yeah. Man, we just did the ultimate. This team, yes, they deserve the excitement that we felt and we continue to feel. And the Phillies, they fell flat a little bit. They
disappointed a lot of it.
Repeatedly now, and you know, like I feel supportive of the team that rewards us.
Are you in a wait and see mode? Because some people are like, wake me up in October.
Okay,
and I think that's
not a wait and see mode, but yeah, I expect this team to time things up a lot better. I expect the team to be better. I expect the team to, just like the Eagles, figured out a way to maximize the team's efficiency. You know, the Eagles team won a Super Bowl in large part because they peaked at the right time.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest part of the Phillies' problem last year was, I think they did play well enough to win a World Series. They just did it in April and May.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And so, you know, working on peaking at the right time is something that's doable. I know that they didn't change much.
No.
I know that, man, the pitching rotation, this starting rotation, six of them, even though I haven't seen Painter yet, I've heard such great things. That alone gives us a chance. And then we won the division last year. I know it's not going to be as easy to do that this year, but I'm not automatically disqualifying us from possibly winning the division. It seems like a lot of people are doing that. It seems like people are saying, hey, the Braves won 7 in a row before last season and the injuries right. came back and bit them. So the Braves or the Mets, because you know the Mets went and did what they did. They went and bought guys. You know, they're gonna win this division. I don't think that's necessarily the case. And I'm excited to see this play out because I know that our guys have like this quiet swagger because they've let us down to some degree the last couple of years. I know everyone comes back in the, quote, best shape of their lives, but it does seem like a lot of the guys on our team look physically different this year. And I don't think I'm imagining that. Kyle Schwarber looks physically, his face looks like more chiseled or something.
Someone told us JT looks great.
Yeah. Looks different. Physically, his body is he's more yoked. I look at him, and he just looks like he put a little extra time in. And I do feel like that's a common thread.
Well, look, we'll see where you stand. I mean, I'm pumped up and really excited for the Philly season, but I sense a lot of people are not.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to go down there and get immersed, but I am still dawdling in the joy of that parade, and it does feel like it was yesterday.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, you're right. It was like 2.5 weeks or something like that. So, all right, 215-592-9494. One other thing. Seltzer, you are the producer of this show, and would you agree producer is a catch-all for...
No, I would not agree with.
Serve the needs of the hosts.
No, I don't think that's what it means.
James, I'm out of peanut butter. Okay,
you see, I'm producing the show. What do you want to do here?
For tomorrow, I could use St. John.
I know that's not his job.
I don't say this lightly. A 0% chance that I will do that.
Well, I mean, I figured
can't
that.
Buy but, your own.
Well, I'll pay you the $2. I'm just saying, help a brother out.
Nah. You got the wrong kind of peanut butter, too. By the way, I choose
ain't happening.
Kind.
James, you're not even laughing at this.
I'm not even entertaining it.
You think I was going to have you buy me peanut butter? I would, by the way, if you did.
You would take it if I did. Exactly right.
I wanted to see if I had a shot.
Hey, maybe you should think about changing up your cuisine.
Maybe I should.
This is your plan for breakfast for the next couple weeks?
This is my go-to, like, you know, 3 or 4 peanut butter crackers and then done, and then I get to lunch after the show. All right. Also, give us a what the heck situation, moment, whatever it might be. Scenario. Best answer wins a $100 gift card. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Great spot. By the way, I'll give you two from the World of Championship rounds. One is when the lights went out in the Super Bowl. That was bonkers. I mean, we're all watching the 49ers and Rams and the lights go out. So that was when the game...
Ravens and Niners.
Yeah. So that was when a championship ended for a half an hour that it shouldn't have. Then there's when they played and they shouldn't have played, which was Game 5 of the Phillies... On the Wednesday night when they're playing in a freaking
hurricane.
Let's keep playing baseball.
I thought you were going to say an earthquake during the World Series.
Well, that too. Look, there's a lot of what the heck was that? I mean, at least we did know it was the earthquake, but you're right, James.
At first, we're like, what's happening? It was on TV. I know. It was.
All right. So, what the heck? Best answer, whoever provides it wins.
I tried to get out of a German exam in college the next day by saying I was.
Emotionally fraught.
I didn't try that. I just said I was watching it all night long.
Yeah.
And never studied, and she didn't buy it.
Did not work.
No. Didn't work.
I had a friend in college who took the week before spring break off.
What?
And his thing was he claimed that his grandmom had died. So we were going to Panama City for spring break, but he wanted to go for 2 weeks. And so I witnessed him call 5 straight professors. I think he got a lot of voicemails that the grandmom had died. He took the week. Talk about being lazy.
Was she still alive?
Week, oh, yeah.
See, you gotta go with a dead relative.
And then, of course, I'm sure part of his strategy, I don't quite remember, but if they did some research and determined she was alive, he'd probably be like, no, the other grandma.
The other grandma.
The other grandma died.
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah. At least you got,
Really, you got a safety net.
You do have a safety net. All right, 215-592-9494. What the heck was that? Best answer wins the gift card. We're going to get to some audio coming up of Shams on Joel and more Stephen A. on Joel. Jason in Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Jason.
What's going on, bud?
It's all good, man.
All right, first off, I'm not scared of Debo going to Washington because I think Jaden Daniels was a flash in the pan, lightning in a bottle.
Hey, Jason, Jaden Daniels is really good.
He's really good, man.
He's too small, though. I really think, like, we need to keep that going. And I'm going to do a prediction right now.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
All right,
he's too small?
Slight, I think he's saying. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason.
If we get Myles Garrett next to Jalen Carter, he's going to break Michael Strahan's sack record.
Well, it's hard to do that from the inside, for what it's worth. I mean, Watt probably had the most sacks.
Myles Garrett.
No, he said Myles Garrett.
I thought he said Carter would break the record.
No, he's talking about Garrett with Carter.
I gotcha. I'm sorry.
Next to Jalen Carter. If he's next to Jalen Carter, he will break the sack record.
I think it's certainly possible, Jason, but that number is incredible. What is it, 22?
22.5, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but Brett Favre gave it to him. Brett Favre kind of laid down and...
True.
Didn't kind of lay down. He did lay down.
And how about Gastineau going after...
Love that.
That was so awkward to watch. Yeah.
Gastineau, if you missed it, really...
I want my sack back.
Really ticked off that Favre gave that to Strahan. And I don't blame Gastineau. I really don't, Jason. But you bring up a good... Look, those guys would be dominant next to each other. There's no question.
That's also my what-the-heck moment was when Brett Favre laid down and gave Michael Strahan the record.
You know what? Not a bad answer, Jason. Appreciate that. All right, speaking of answers, let's listen to the answer that Shams gave on ESPN this weekend about Joel Embiid and how the shutdown of his season came to be. There's a lot in here. Listen, and we'll dissect it. Shams on ESPN the other day.
You broke the news yesterday, Shams, that Embiid has been ruled out for the rest of the regular season. How ultimately was this decision made?
Malika, this all came to a head over the last couple of weeks, specifically when I'm told Joel Embiid went directly to 76ers owner Josh Harris about the state of his knee and about where the realization he's at with what's in the best interest of him, the organization, as far as a potential shutdown. Because remember, Josh Harris owes Joel Embiid up to $300 million over the next 5 seasons. So the backdrop to all this is that over the last month, we've seen fundamental differences between Joel Embiid and the 76ers as far as Embiid believing that he needs a different treatment approach for this versus the 76ers feeling you play on it, get in better condition, and you could continue on this year. This has been a situation the 76ers have been dealing with all season, and they've managed the swelling in multiple different ways, including injections monthly, just to get him on the court. But here they are in lockstep. This is all about getting Joel Embiid back on the court in the best sustainable way, and they are in lockstep about that.
All right, look, there's so much in there, John. I mean, first off, he says they're in lockstep now, but he's saying as recently as not long ago they weren't.
It's Joel saying, hey, I want to go about this way. It's the team saying, we think you should try to play through it and get in better shape and see if you can then do more. I didn't realize that there was that push and pull to add to the rest of this, which is a nightmare and really a worst case scenario.
Yeah, I am.
That is not encouraging. It is the opposite of encouraging. It is so, man.
Correct. Not good. And also
deflating.
And I'll tell you this. I had not exactly sized it up, but I'll say somewhat forgotten that the new contract he got is tacked on to the existing contract he already had.
Insane.
So I don't think he's right on the $300 million. What I see it as is it's 4 more years, as far as I can tell, that Joel is owed money, and it's more along the lines of $250 million than $300. But 4 more years, guys, that would be through 26, 27, 28, 29. I'm saying the years, not his age, through 2029. So when I talk about I don't think the Sixers can get good till 2030, like sort of at the earliest, like that's what I'm talking about. Which also goes to the point of why in like the hell did they have to give him a new contract, you know, last offseason when they had him under terms for 2 more years at that point. Really, really, really horrible. By the way, this is part of why, you know, Daryl Morey could be gone. Let's listen to Stephen A. Smith. He said something over the weekend that was notable as well. Here's Stephen A. talking about Morey could be out.
There are rumors that owner Josh Harris was very reluctant to sign Joel Embiid to this extension. And Daryl Morey was the one who said, we got to do it. If that's the truth, Daryl Morey is in a world of trouble.
Get him out.
Wow.
How's he not out already? How's he not fired?
If that's the case, if Josh Harris was reluctant and Morey twisted his arm, there's Why is he here?
Why is he here?
There is no reason to retain him any longer.
That's wild. It really is. All right, 215-592-9494. Russ Tucker in about 10 minutes joins us. Ed in Phoenixville right now. What's going on, Ed?
Man, I need to figure out what Christopher Sanchez has taken so I can get another 5 or so miles an hour in my fastball. He was throwing darts yesterday.
Well, he looks like he's...
And the sinker. He's hit 99.
Yeah, he's really developed in a heck of a pitcher, Ed.
Yeah, and you just see a changeup at 88 with that kind of like down and away movement. It's almost unhittable. I mean, it is unhittable. Like, he's that... I don't know where he slots in at the rotation, if he's like three or four, but I'm feeling okay with, you know, assuming that this new approach or like teaching these old dogs new tricks at the plate, if that takes a month or two to kind of pan out, like, this is a good kind of buffer until we get there, having these four studs going out there.
Well, maybe five. I mean, to be clear, maybe five.
Maybe six.
Well, not yet. But Ed, I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter where they slot. It really doesn't. What matters is give six pitchers, once, you know, Painter's up in June or July, give them a couple months to all prove themselves and then figure out which four get to pitch in October. I mean, you want to talk about an internal battle. I mean, you got six different guys that can all lay claim to being worthy of being a starting pitcher in October. And I would tell you this. I think Zach Wheeler is the only guarantee. I mean, there's a scenario where Aaron Nola, as good as he's been in his career, could be beat out for an October spot. And if that happens, it means other guys pitch great, which wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing. But I'm not worried about, you know, how they stack them week one of the season. I kind of don't care, to be honest with you.
And what do we have to do to get Taiwan Walker off this roster?
Oh,
like,
they're chatting him up.
Look, man.
Oh, he's looking great, man. Everyone else in the league, he's looking great.
I don't know the answer to that. One answer is wait 700 days. That's two more years. Another answer is pay him to go away.
$36
million. Yeah. And another answer is pay another team to take him. So I guess those
are the thing. If you pay his contract down enough, it makes sense that someone might take him.
Well, you can cut him and pay him. You can do that. Or you could just trade him for a bag of balls and assume the contract, which is pretty much the same thing. So, you know, look, Ed, here's the one thing I hope they don't do. And I don't think it's going to get to the point, barring injury, that they get back to Taiwan in the rotation. But I don't want to see what I thought last year they hurt the team. I really believe this. When they kept rolling him, I know the Phillies won the division.
Every 5 days.
Yeah, I know they won the division. You can make the case they had a buffer because they were up by so much. But I thought it was a psychological and emotional drag to keep seeing him out there in August and September. I thought it was a mistake. I thought it really took away from their mojo by having that guy out there as often as he was as deep into the season. Ed, give me an answer for what the heck was that.
I don't want to focus on the negative with the Eagles, but what the heck was that when we drafted a 27-year-old fireman from Canada?
Mm. Dude, Danny Watkins is a good answer. That's a great answer.
Remains one of the crazier stories ever. The guy didn't want to play football.
He was a Canadian guard who was 27 and didn't like football.
Yeah.
I mean, you maybe had a 4-year prime and then he'd be a free agent and it'd be declining.
I mean, the fact that he was dressing up as a fireman and going out on calls while a member of the Philadelphia Eagles,
not
and
good.
They knew nothing about it?
Not good.
Wow.
I interacted with him one time. All he wanted to do was talk to me about hockey. He wanted to talk to me about Lindros. And I was happy to talk to him about it, but it's like, I could just see this guy didn't have it. That's a massive miss by Andy Reid, a 27-year-old fireman? What in the world was going on there? All right, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, give us a little Oscars review. Happened last night. I never, ever, ever had heard of the movie that won Best Picture. A lot of the people up for actor and actress, I don't even know them much anymore. Give me a little Oscars taste.
Well, if you'd watched Succession, you would know Kieran Culkin.
I know
who won
of him.
Supporting actor.
Yeah,
like I said, I thought Conan was great. Anora, Sean Baker, the guy who made Anora, wrote it, directed it, produced it, and edited it. Became the first person ever to win 4 Oscars in the same night for the same movie last night.
Now, which 4 did he win?
He won Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Editor, and Best Picture.
Wow.
Big
good,
time.
Good for that.
Yeah,
guy.
Really amazing. And he's
that
like a
wow.
he's like a 20 years like toiling, independent movie guy. You know, that kind of thing. And
that's cool. Again, how much this, did the movie cost?
The movie cost $6 million to make. It's the I think the second lowest cost for a Best Picture winner ever.
Wow.
So it's a pretty wild winner. I mean, it's about a hooker. The movie is and not like Pretty
heart
Woman.
Of gold
like
on that hooker.
Let's put it this way.
Was
like
there a heart of gold on the hooker?
Usually
Jimmy?
Heart of gold.
Yeah, there. But it's like a much more explicit version of Pretty Woman, I'll say. Like sure. it's a racy movie.
How about the woman earlier in the Oscars last night, first hour, who thanked the hookers?
Well, yeah, that was because of this movie.
Yeah,
they thanked that's the point. They thanked them multiple times. You went to bed. Multiple speeches later, thank them.
Doesn't everybody thank the hookers?
Well, I mean,
it's a movie about
normally,
them.
But
they,
normally,
you know?
Rhea, you don't admit it.
When it's a movie about it, you know, yeah.
But John,
yeah.
The one person won in the first hour and is like, I want to thank the people from
the sex worker community
yes.
is what he
wow.
said. Yes.
Sex worker community. That was
it
the
was
phrase.
Him, yeah.
Sure. I was like, holy mackerel. Sex worker that's, communities.
Yeah, that's the first we've heard that on the Oscars Academy Award night.
Now, Conan, from what I saw, James did great.
I thought he was awesome. Like, Conan was really funny. He had some, like, haymaker lines, yeah. knew what the assignment was.
I kind of missed him a little bit. Meaning, so I wasn't a huge Conan guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought he was relatively flat compared to what I'd been used to, which is Carson, Leno, and Letterman. However, growing up, I mean, however, watching Conan last night, I was like, you know what? I could use him back on a regular five nights a week.
He's always really
he's better than the current guys.
Sharp witted and
yeah.
I really like him too. But it's been forever.
It's been a while now. It's been a while. And look, he got dumped two or three times. He got dumped by NBC. He got dumped by TNT. I mean, he got. Mm. You know, was it TNT or TBS? One of them he had.
One of the, I think TBS.
TBS, I think it was. Anyway, we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. If you want to thank the sex worker community, you can also call us and let us know. If you want to give them, as they say, flowers these days.
Do you?
No, I'm going to say no to that. I'm not going to thank the sex workers. But I'll thank the people that make movies. Even though yeah. I don't watch many of them anymore. All right. three different poll questions.
I wonder
questions.
If I've seen any of the movies that
you
were
saw
actually...
Dune 2. Dune 2 yes. was nominated yeah. for Best Picture.
Okay.
Yeah, and Gladiator was up for like a little bit, right, James?
I don't know if it was costume. Costume, you're right, it was up for costume.
Yeah, those are the two that I saw.
Yeah, but that's
Dune
yeah.
and Gladiator.
All right, three different poll questions. First question today, have you seen the new Best Picture winner, Anora? I'm guessing most haven't. I'm wondering how little this grouping is of people that have seen it.
It is a good movie, for what it's worth. It's not long.
It better
it's
be like a great movie.
I think it's a great movie. I'm okay. saying, like, well. For people to watch, like, it is, it's a entertaining, it's a good story.
James,
like, it's
I
really
never
good.
Heard of it
yeah,
until
again,
last
I
night.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
All right, second poll question. Do you want the Sixers to win or lose tonight? They play a game. We all know pick is top six. Protect it. If they make the playoffs, the whole thing. Do you want them to win or lose? Third poll question, and this is really what we're talking about. You can join us on the phone line. Do you feel emotionally ready for the coming Philly season, yes or no? I mean, I'm all in, and my answer is a definitive yes, but I can tell a lot of people much more lukewarm on them for obvious reasons. The way you know they lost last year, Lindor's homer might still be going. So let's get the Lindor homer out of the way. Let's play some audio here. I just want to...
Whoa,
this is going to be cathartic. I'm going to tell you why.
What are we doing here?
This is an acknowledgement. It happened. Oh. Suck it up. Move on.
Why don't we just not do that?
Well, then we don't have
to. Why don't we just replay Jurevicius?
All right, why don't we just...
What are we doing here?
Why don't we act like the Eagles coming out
let's
of the...
Let's go back to 2022 and play Yordan Alvarez's
no.
home run.
No.
Cool, fun.
Let's act like the Eagles losing in 2023 to Tampa Bay wasn't part of spurring the process.
I didn't force you to play like the Hurts safety or anything,
but they felt it. Did they feel it?
Yeah, they did.
Sirianni is thankful.
Look, I am with
he
you.
He is thankful
I am
for
with
the
you.
Collapse.
The Phillies need some of that Eagles mojo, some yes. of that Eagles resiliency and
they do.
Toughness and
they do.
Fighting through adversity. And they didn't have the collapse right. like the Phillies
we
Eagles
won't,
did.
We won't play Lindor.
Thank you. I really didn't want to. I honestly didn't want to. I don't want to hear it.
I didn't really
so thank
either.
You.
I didn't really either. But my point, all jokes aside, is that obviously with what happened with the Eagles in 2023 and then 2024. I would hope that that gives some people some hope.
It's a great, honestly, it's the most compelling thing for me as someone who is not where you are.
Yeah.
It's the most compelling thing I've heard today.
Because
that is compelling to think about where I was with the Eagles a year ago and what happened as opposed to, and I'm way higher on the Phillies than I was with the Eagles at the start of the season.
All right, let's go to Andy in Deptford. Ross Tucker joins us coming up shortly. Good morning, Andy.
Yo, morning team. How we doing?
Doing great, Andy.
It's amazing when you look at some...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Some of the teams in this town and the different trajectories they're on. I mean, first you look at the Phillies and the Sixers. I mean, the Phillies, they're pretty much running back the same team.
Pretty much.
Disappointing that's, what, 3 years in a row? I mean, the biggest offseason acquisition is a fifth starter, Lizardo. I mean, you look at the landscape throughout the
NL. Well, just to be fair, Andy, he's a fifth starter who could be a third starter. So let's not act like it's a traditional fifth starter. It's a quality
pitcher.
Yeah, but
you look at the landscape. I don't think anybody in baseball is beating the Dodgers. You got the Mets opening up the checkbooks, signing Juan Soto. You got the Braves, who are going to be healthy again. And then you got the Phillies, who are just running the same team back that's been disappointing us with these overpaid athletes that come up super small when it's crunch time. So, I mean, I can't get excited for that. You got to win some. And then, I mean, you look at the Sixers, a team that lost for all these years, and they're in a worse situation than when the process started. They got two of the worst contracts in the NBA.
Yep.
Nobody's trading for Paul George, and they're not going to be good anytime soon. But then you look at the team that sets the bar in this town. You got the Eagles on the greatest run all time of the franchise. You got a coach that's going to probably be in the Hall of Fame. A quarterback that's the greatest Eagle quarterback all time, who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory, hands down, not even debatable. You got a Hall of Fame GM, Hall of Fame owner, and you probably got 3 to 5 Hall of Famers sprinkled in besides the quarterback on the team. So, I mean, you know, the bar has been set. All those other teams need to take some notes and need to catch up. And if they really want to win, they got to win the fans back, because you can't sell me with Bryce Harper and his Philly Fanatic cleats. That just don't do it no more.
What
about his tattoo?
Also,
yeah.
Look, Andy, they did win 95 games. I understand they didn't, you know, have any success in the playoffs last year, but I think your dog in the Phillies a pretty good amount.
Who cares if they win 95? They went from the World Series every year. They're going back. They're not taking steps forward. And who's beating the Dodgers? I mean, come on. Like, you look at the Dodgers roster compared to the Phillies roster. It's no comparison.
Well, the Dodgers are a better team. There's no question. But it doesn't mean they're an automatic to win it, man. It does
not. I'm just saying, you ask the fans why we're not hyped up. Those are reasons why we're not hyped up. The Eagles go and get Saquon Barkley. The Phillies go and get Jesus Luzardo. I mean, what are we talking about here? Yeah, the starting rotation's strong, but Wheeler's a stud. Aaron Nola's inconsistent. Ranger had his best year ever 2 years ago, never been the same. Sanchez, I mean, like, are you really banking on Sanchez?
Well,
like,
I am, but I think
he's been really incredible.
A lot of your points make sense. Andy, give me a what the heck was that? You can win the gift card.
All right, here's the deal. When the Super Bowl halftime show was fun and they had real talent and real people that, like, put on a show.
Yep.
But then you had that Janet moment. Oops.
Yeah, that's a good answer. JT.
Yeah, that was.
And Janet Jackson.
Crazy.
That is what the heck was that?
So are there a lot of people who feel like that, like Christopher Sanchez is not real?
No, he was just in a complaining mood. He took it too far.
Christopher Sanchez is legit. We just watched Christopher Sanchez yesterday almost touching 100 with his sinker.
He's really good. No, Chris Sanchez is legit.
But it is sort of like, you know, like, I wasn't expecting to see that. I wasn't expecting Christopher Sanchez 2 years ago to have a 99 mile per hour sinker in spring training.
Well, yeah.
So that's amazing.
I want to get to Ross Tucker, but I want to say this. Phone lines to react to the last caller's call. Are you as down as Andy in Deptford, or did he take it too far about the Phils? 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker, a huge part of our program, of course, during the football season, and also when it's not football season, as far as active games goes on. But free agency is next week, and there's an awful lot to talk to Ross about. You can follow him with the Ross Report, of course, online, and at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm more fired up than that last caller, man. Holy mackerel.
You know what, though? He had some pretty strong opinions. He made a good point. I'll say this. The Paul George and Embiid, that's why the NFL is just one reason why the NFL is just so much better.
It is.
Than these other sports. I mean, good for Embiid and Paul George, you know, from a player's perspective, that they got that money. But when you have those contracts, it's like an albatross hanging around. The NFL, they just cut you.
Well,
they just move on.
I agree. And Ross, I'll tell you this. I thought LeBron was really foolish with his presentation over the last few days, basically whining and complaining about why do people, you know, dog the NBA as much as they do. And it's like, dude, it's because so many of the players just choose not to play. The style of basketball stinks. Like, I don't know what's so complicated about this. I mean,
listen, the hockey guys, okay, they play 82 games. And they're flying around, killing each other, playing with injuries. The NBA guys play like 50, 60 games. The hockey guys during the All-Star game get in fights with each other. NBA guys, you can't even get the NBA guys to play a speck of defense in the All-Star game.
I'm with you. All right, Ross, let's get to the Eagles. So free agency is next week. Let me ask you this question. Which sets things in motion first? The Eagles' attempt to get Myles Garrett or the Eagles' attempt to re-sign Zach Bond? Meaning they'd like to do both, and they'll probably try to do both, but do they just sign Bond and then say, okay, we're going to try to get Myles Garrett, or does signing Zach Bond wait until they see whether they get Myles Garrett and how much money they have left?
I think it's Bond, and I think it's Bond because that's a controllable for them. I mean, they could sign Zach Bond in 20 minutes. You know, like, they could sign him today if they wanted to, because, yes, he's going to be a free agent, but he was under contract with them this past year, so you can always re-sign a guy. So we could get the news Wednesday, Friday. You know, I think the longer it goes with Bond.
Yeah.
So remember, the negotiating period starts a week from the day. And so we, you know, the rumors start to come out. These guys start to agree to deals a week from the day. If it's Tuesday or Wednesday next week and they haven't re-signed Bond, then you get a little bit nervous. The Garrett thing is super complicated because, first of all, the Browns keep saying they don't want to trade him, and I don't blame them because their GM and their head coach need to win this year. So why are you going to trade arguably the best defensive player in the NFL if you have to win this year, you're getting fired? And because of lots of other teams involved and the trade compensation, and then I don't see the Eagles doing it without wanting to get him a new contract. I just think the Garrett thing is complicated. And so I would think that they would try to control what they can control, which is Bond first. Bond and his agent should have a pretty good idea now of what the market will be after the combine. They all talk at the combine. I don't care what they say. I know the negotiating period starts Monday. But if you guys remember last year, by like the end of this week, certainly Saturday, Sunday, there was a lot of buzz about the Eagles and Saquon. You remember us talking? We were like, we weren't sure if we actually believed it or not.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
And then it
happened. So I think by the end of this week, the Eagles will have a pretty good idea of whether or not they're going to bring Bond back or not. The Garrett thing is very complicated.
Ross, how much does Washington bringing Deebo Samuel into the fold, how much does that increase the likelihood that Howie is extra aggressive now?
Well, there's no question that the Commanders recognize what they have, which is by far the most valuable asset you can have in the NFL. They have a star quarterback on a rookie contract. He is making peanuts compared to what he should. There's like nine guys making over $50 million a year. Daniels is less than $10 million a year.
Wow.
On that rookie contract, right? So this is like, you talk about any type of business, the Commanders, remember, they got Josh Harris, right? Hedge fund guy or whatever. They know that they have an unprecedented opportunity at least the next 2 years, probably the next three, to have this incredibly undervalued asset in Daniels, which is why I thought it was a great move for them. And here's why. It's not a good wide receiver free agent market. People think that the Bengals are going to tag T. Higgins. The other guys, it's like Godwin coming off an injury, Stephon Diggs coming off an injury. And for the first time, guys, in a while, it's not a good draft for receivers. So the Commanders looked at it and they were like, okay, a lot of teams need receivers, but there's not a great free agent class. Not a great draft. What does that mean? Supply down, demand is still high, the prices are going to be through the roof. So I think they looked at it like, if we can lock in Deebo for $17.5 million, he's only 29 years old, a fifth-round pick is nothing, he brings an edge, he brings a toughness, he obviously brings the playoff pedigree, he was not great last year, but basically the Commanders are betting that it was a down year and that he's going to bounce back, whereas the Niners are betting that he's just washed and he's 29 and he's taken too many hits.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's get to the big four with the Eagles. This may be our last time talking to you prior to free agency, you know, cranking up early next week. The Eagles' big four free agents, Becton, Bawn, Williams, and Sweat. Your prediction, how many do they keep?
I want to say 1.5, which is a tough way to go about it. I do think they'll bring back Bond because I think Fangio will push hard for it. And I think they will recognize, number one, the value he provides, which I think, by the way, is more value to the Eagles than he would be elsewhere. He's 28, right? So he's not like a 25-year-old guy. He's 28. And I think they also look back on a couple years ago with Kaiser White and TJ Edwards and think, you know what, even if we just had one of those guys in 2023, we would have been much better off. So I think they're going to get Bond back. I don't know that. I'd be disappointed if they don't, but I think that's the guy. I don't know about the other guys. I mean, I'm looking at one free agent ranking, right? They have Milton Williams as the number one D tackle. They have Josh Sweat as the number one edge guy.
And what does that earn them in your mind? Like a three technique free agency, how much is that worth a year?
A lot. So Milton Williams will be probably between 20 to 25 million a year. They're saying that Odighizuwa, that the Cowboys are going to franchise tag him. I don't think he's as good as Milton Williams. And the franchise tag is number $24 million for the Cowboys. Which, by the way, anytime, if you want to know how to not handle a contract situation, just watch the Cowboys.
What Dallas does.
Yeah. I mean, they're paying Dak Prescott 10% more than any other quarterback in the NFL, and yet his cap number is over $90 million, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. The Cowboys, thankfully for us, the Cowboys are an embarrassment from a contract standpoint. But so Milton Williams is going to get $20 to $25 million. Sweat will probably be about in the same range. I mean, Milton's 26. Josh is 28. The thing that's interesting about it, remember everything I just said about supply and demand and whatever at receiver. The D-tackle class and the D-end class in the draft are loaded, like loaded. So I wonder if that pushes down the prices for these guys a little bit. I still think, like, I'll make a prediction right now, okay? Out of those two guys and Hassan Reddick, I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan Gannon, Rhea's buddy, and the Arizona Cardinals, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed two of those three.
Hmm.
Now, maybe it's Reddick and Milton, or maybe it's Sweat and whatever, but I think they're going to be aggressive. This is where the Eagles, you know, they'll be in the mix, but I think this is where Howie's got to say, you know what, we'll take one of each maybe in the draft, as opposed to trying to pay these guys that much money.
Russ, what about Gainwell? He was kind of dogged around here for a couple years, and then he really had a very nice 2024 season. He's not going to cost too much money, but it'll be more than a veteran minimum. Is he back or not?
I'm going to say no.
They do like him, man. Sirianni leans on him.
Yeah, they trust him.
They do.
They trust him. Look, they use him a lot in short yardage, and they use him a lot in 2 minute and third down. Those are, like John could tell you, that's when you have to put a running back in there that you really, really trust. I think he's probably gone. This is another one where I think they kind of like Shipley. I kind of like Shipley. And I think that they realize Shipley can probably be the number two. Also, it's also a good draft for running backs. So, you know, Saquon's got two more years left on his deal. You don't know what his deal will be after all the touches he had this past year. I wouldn't be shocked if they take another mid-round running back. The one that's the most interesting to me, guys, is actually Becton. You know, Becton is listed. The Chiefs just franchise-tagged Trey Smith. By the way, almost $24 million for 1 year for a right guard. So the Eagles just signed Landon to a long-term deal that made him the highest-paid guard ever, $21 million a year. The Chiefs like Trey Smith so much, 1 year, $24
million. Wow. Yeah.
So $3 million more. So anyway,
What can they get Becton at, potentially, for a multi-year deal? If $24 million is the going price for a guard, we can't go anywhere near that, can we?
Well, that's what's so interesting, is I don't think Becton's going to get that. Becton is fascinating. You know, I see him listed as the second best guard now that Trey Smith's off the market. I think Becton would rather be here. I also think he realizes, hey, I had a really good year. I got to try to maximize that. I just wonder, these other teams that need a guard, right? The Tennessee Titans or the Chicago Bears, do they have enough confidence in their O-line coach that they think that they can get that out of Becton? And also, there's some concern. You know, Becton's the type of guy that if you gave him huge money, life-altering financial security guaranteed money, mm-hmm. I do think that there's some concern about where he would be at from a motivated standpoint, from a motivational standpoint, especially, by the way, if he went to a bad team, right? Like, he being next to Lane, being on a good team, he's one of those guys that I think he needs that. I think he needs to be on a good team with people that believe in him, next to a Hall of Famer. I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans or some team give him a bunch of money and he goes there and they're disappointed because he's not what he was here.
The Titans, Bill Callahan is their offensive line coach, who is an incredibly, I mean, he's so well received and considered in NFL circles. He's one of those guys like Jeff Stoutland, who's been around and he's so well respected. I'm he could probably get a lot out of Makai.
I agree. Yeah.
All right, Ross, let's do a couple quick hitters. A couple final minutes with Ross here with us. Ross, couple just league quick hitters, and let's move real fast to get a lot in quickly. The implication of Matthew Stafford staying with the Rams is what?
There's a good chance that they are the Eagles' biggest threat in the NFC. They have a very good, young, talented team. There was some thought he would leave. That never made sense. He's still a top 10 quarterback, and he played very, very well all year. He played well in the game against the Eagles in the snow.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the closest the Eagles got to losing, which, by the way, is important to note because they're not afraid of the Eagles, right? Like, they think they can beat them. They think they should have won that game.
All right, San Fran, they trade Debo. Purdy's about to get paid. Has their window for a championship closed for now?
I don't think so. I think that they are going to bounce back. Too many really good players on that team. I thought that they, which is will be interesting to watch from an Eagles standpoint this year, I thought the extended playoff runs over and over again, I think it kind of had its toll on the Niners. They were just so banged up, both sides of the ball. I'm looking at their roster. I'd be surprised if they don't bounce back, and I think that they will be aggressive, knowing this is kind of it for Trent Williams, Kittle, McCaffrey. You mentioned the window, Joe. Yeah. This is kind of like they got a year, maybe two. I expect them to be super aggressive.
All right, is Aaron Rodgers going to be the quarterback of the New York Giants?
I think there's a very real possibility, very decent chance. So this is what we love about the Giants keeping Joe Shane and Brian Daboll from an Eagles standpoint. They never should have kept those guys, certainly not Shane, the GM. Those guys know that when the owner, okay, goes on the record as saying, I'm running out of patience, the GM knows they have to win this year, okay? And so they're going to make a lot of short-sighted moves. They're going to bring in Rodgers. Now, on the one hand, the moves they make will give them a better chance to beat the Eagles this year, potentially. But I think if you're an Eagles fan, you'd rather have them making short-sighted, short-term moves to try to be respectable this year, to try to sneak in the playoffs, as opposed to building it the right way. Which I was actually thinking about this, Joe. We haven't talked about this. I don't know if maybe you guys have.
Hmm.
Do you know this has been the best run, obviously, in Eagles franchise history? We all know that.
Yep.
If it was any other franchise, it never would have happened, and here's why. Remember when Howie lost the power struggle with Chip?
Yep.
Any other franchise, Howie's fired.
Absolutely.
Howie's gone.
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Lurie, I never even, if you look, think back about this. I don't know if you guys were already doing middays
never
or what.
Never talked about it, that every other team would can him.
Every other team would have fired Howie Roseman. Jeffrey Lurie thought, you know what? Okay, Chip, you want to have final say? You got final say. But I'm not getting rid of Howie. Moved him to the other side of the building. Whatever the reports are. Like any other franchise, Howie Roseman would have been fired and this never would have happened. Lurie had some type of epiphany, like when John Ritchie decided to transfer from Michigan to Stanford and decided, I am going to go ahead. I'm going to hang on to Howie for this year. It's by far the most important move in Eagles franchise history is basically Jeffrey Lurie just kind of like holding Howie on the sideline, keeping him in his back pocket for a year.
Fascinating. Really is. Ross, final thing. Tush Push, does it survive?
It does. Yep. As soon as the NFL came out and said there's zero data that anybody got injured on it, they would have such a tough time changing. And by the way, there's not a good way to change the rule, because the only way you'd have to be able to change the rule is you go back to you cannot push the runner
right
at all,
yeah,
which I think is hard. How much do we love when they throw the ball over the middle, let's just say to Goddard, A.J. Brown, it's third and seven, and they're pushing, and the whole O-line comes and knocks them forward from behind. We love that. I think it's totally different than
you could say, though, not on running plays. Like, there is a clear, easy distinction there. You can say you're allowed to push on pass plays, but not run plays.
All right, it's third and two,
and the refs could handle that.
Okay, but it's third and two then. It's too far for the tush push. We hand it to Saquon. Mm-hmm. He gets hit right at the after 2 yards. Here comes five other defensive guys to push him, and Mekhi Becton or Mailata and Landon Dickerson have to just stand there and be like, oh, well, yeah, we're 380 pounds, but we're not allowed to touch this guy. We're not allowed to push him forward. To me, that is the sport of football.
Okay. Ross, good work. But, hey, I would tell you happy birthday, but I know your birthday is not for 364 days. I hope you had a good birthday weekend. Thanks,
Thank
Ross.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Ross.
All right, there he is, Ross Tucker. Good stuff there. 215-592-9494.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.